702. Call Googs on 011-883-0702.
It's 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. You are still on Weekend Breakfast on 702, and we're taking a look at what's happening in the arts. And maybe you're looking for something to do today. Then maybe the Africa Day 2020 festival is for you. It's taking place at Constitutional Hill. It started on Africa Day, which was the 25th, and runs and ends today. And to tell us more about the festival, we're joined on the line by Senior Vice President at Paramount, as well as festival organizer, Monde Twala. Monde, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Morning, morning, morning. Happy Saturday.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much for joining us. So tell us about the Africa Day 2020 festival, which has been taking place at Conhill. What is it about?
I think the festival is really a celebration of the amazing and colorful diversity we have, leaning in on culture, music, heritage, and it will be a great showcase of some of the best artists and top artists from different parts of Africa. But it's a partnership with the department, the Gauteng Sports, Arts and Culture Department, and together with the Malaria Foundation, which is also doing amazing work in terms of using this platform to create awareness, mm-hmm. And a drive to, in the fight against malaria.
Yeah. And why was it so important for Paramount to be involved, but also for you to be involved with this particular event?
I think this is really part of our journey, part of our journey as an entertainment brand in market over the last 17 years, through our brands like BET, MTV, MTV Base, we've really been shining the light on the continent, shining the light on creativity, and leveraging, music and talent to really drive a different narrative that promotes the continent, that promotes, the amazing diversity that we have, especially now, if you look at Afrobeats and how it's grown in terms of West Africa and how it's grown into Europe and the U.S. You look at Amapiano, you've got Amapiano artists that are performing globally now. And I think this is really part of that journey in leveraging our brand as a platform to take African talent, music, culture globally.
Yeah. And Paramount also conducted a study reflecting me global representation on screen. Could you tell us a bit about that study? Why the study? What did it look at?
I think this is once again, it's very important to lean in on diversity and inclusion and not only, on screen, but also off screen. We did the Reflecting Me study, really is a global study that we conducted as Paramount across all our markets across the world. Particular focus for us was South Africa and Nigeria, which are our key markets in terms of content production. What we want to make sure is that we stay ahead of the trends. What we want to make sure that our content productions are representative of the great diversity, on screen, off screen, particularly when it comes to gender and equity, making sure that we are partnering with young creative, black creative in our space in terms of how we aggregate content. We've just produced a telenovela called Isono a year ago, mm-hmm. which was led, very much a female-led production. We've just produced a number of reality shows, that really elevate young black talent, the likes of Boiti, the likes of Moonchild, Busiswa, Kanyimbao. We've done these reality shows over the last 2 years, really, really to amplify talented young women and give them a platform to really showcase that they can use their creativity to inspire future generations. So, it is about entertainment, but at the same time, it is about creating awareness and equal opportunity for all.
Yeah. And I'm quite interested, did the study or the research look at whether audiences want to see more diversity? There's always this interesting debate around, well, we see more perhaps American or British or European content because that's what people want to see, but especially artists say, but people would want to see more of our own stuff, South African, the rest of the continent, if we saw more of it. And I wonder if the research looked at whether particularly South Africans are interested in seeing more African content and more diverse African content.
Absolutely. If you look at just content consumption in general, you know, there's a growing demand for local content. And as a brand, you know, across all our entertainment channels, we need to be able to make sure that we deliver content that resonates specifically for an African market, specifically for a South African market. And we're seeing a lot of, a big piece that came out is things like, elements like language, how important language is. You know, language is important. People want to watch content that is about them. They want to see their culture, their language, their music. And I think, like I said earlier, you know, as Paramount Africa through our brands and TV and TV base, and BET, including our kids brand Nickelodeon, we are pushing that agenda very aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
We are localizing the brand, producing locally, because that's what the market wants.
Yeah.
And we need to align with the trend. And I think the other important piece is also making sure that we can tell South African stories and make sure that we are the bridge that takes, you know, South African content and African content to the world.
Yeah. Today is the last day of the festival, but there is a music show to end off the event. Tell us about the performers and how, if you want to attend, are tickets still available and where can we get them?
Tickets are still available. They're available on site or through online, through the cricket.co.za platform. Amazing lineup. I think we've got quite a Pan-African lineup, from Afrobeat stars that will be here. From Nigeria, we've got the likes of Shasha. We've got Kamompela. So Mapiano is what it is. So if you're a music lover, make sure you come to the Constitutional Hill. Very, very special historic space. It's going to be fun and games all the way from 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Monde, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thank you for joining us.